Good day, our dear friends. Today we meet once again at our virtual lesson. Here in the studio with me are our friends from our CLI, our world CLI, and I think we're going to be answering your questions, right? Because there are still questions to be answered. But first, let's watch a clip. We're always looked after, made sure that there is a separation between our group and our enterprise. How is that possible? How can you do it? You can shut off my spiritual development, advancement from what's happening physically, how I'm influencing the whole world, how it influences me in return. How do you shut that off? Yes, as I see it today, the problem is clear that it's only the people who cannot work together, they cannot cooperate, this stalls all the projects. So you can't, we can't come to the European Union and tell them anything, because for so many years now we can't come to unity between us. For now we're just unite in the at workshops. There's nothing to compromise there. You simply need to cancel yourself a little bit in here. That's not a big problem. But when the moment we begin to work together, I'm not even talking about living together, that's something that's, you know, it creates connections that are incredibly important to cancel yourself and to compromise. But in order for us to begin to start understanding even these things, I'm certain that a person, if he realizes that his spiritual development depends on this, he would be able to compromise. But for now, we haven't been able to do it. Well, your questions on this clip? We wanted to get your advice as to how to build a factory, because in the process of our work, we discovered that the same people come to the same decision when they come to the when they come at the problem as a group, but when they come at the problem as a factory, they come to a very different decision. So very often during our working process, we see that when it's an integral decision, then it's more productive. Nonetheless, is a factory a good environment for spiritual advancement? We are in a state of working with the entire world, and we must bring this world to correction. And our factory is essentially a spiritual system that we build amongst ourselves and between ourselves and the world, and between ourselves and the Creator. So you cannot have any cardinal difference here. Even if I work for someone at some car building factory, I can still connect this to my spiritual advancement. It depends on how I relate to the people and to my work, to my boss, and so on. But if we develop between ourselves a factory and dissemination of Kabbalah, the method of correction, then how can you not take into account the internality of our group? The only thing that needs to be, the only thing that you need at the factory is a very rigid accountability before yourself and before others. Because first of all, we work on the on the money that's being collected from all the friends, on their maaser. That's one. Two, here we encounter connections between the friends and between experts, and one should not overshadow the other. Meaning, if you're my friend, it's more important to me than your opinion as a specialist. You can be my friend, but I can be completely against you in some professional solution that we're working on. And it doesn't matter that we're friends. These decisions need to be founded on the fact that we are obligated to build as best as possible our work, our working process, in a way that's most profitable for the world. For myself, personally, over all these years, I have never had any problems about this. I scream at the guys that are working as if they're working poorly. I still love them, and they are my beloved students. They're like my children, and one does not have any connection to the other. Just as if you take your son, you punish your son. You punish him really, really, really badly, and you punish him precisely because he's your son, because you love him tremendously. And on the other hand, you love him, you continue to love him. One does not negate the other. The same thing applies here to the friends. We study together, we try to unite together, we are one whole. But in this, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. That's fine. You can fight trying to prove your point as far as who's right and who's wrong, but at the same time to remain in love, because we have these two levels. On the bottom, you can have disagreements, above that, it's covered with love. My colleague, not my boss, not my superior, not my employee. But we have a disagreement. Hold on a second. But from the very beginning, you relate to him as your friend. One does not relate to the other. Yes, he is my friend. We are working together to promote this idea. What's best to promote this idea? If should he compromise and accept what I want, or should I do what's best for the idea, for the promotion of this idea? You need to retain this very precise analysis, the scrutiny as to the reality of what we're doing. Not get into, well, it doesn't matter, he's a friend, so let's do what he wants. What if can I take it upstairs and say, let's have our manager decide? Yes, if the manager is a bigger specialist, bigger expert, then let him decide. But can we make an agreement? Yes, if in terms of professionalism, in terms of your work, you can make an agreement as far as whose decision is better. But my ego is playing a role as well. I don't want to compromise. Well, that's a problem. Then you need to go above. This is a central factory, but an everyday basis, it takes your advice and works with it. But regional projects that may start up, like what we had with the studio, there a studio was developed, people unite over it, and then you don't really need the center. If they detach from the center, they begin to function, they begin to do certain things on their own. And then they come back only when they have like a serious problem to deal with. So how do these regional projects by regional groups that have gotten involved in these projects, how do they maintain this connection? Because they're really in a different rhythm. I don't know how best to do that. Maybe it's best to do when they're with us, working with us on mutual projects, if that's possible. It could be that some member of the project or their curator would be here in Israel. Maybe there's a way for them to participate in everything, in all the processes with us. I don't know. I don't think it's that easy for us either, all these scrutinies that we go through. But they do feel my pressure on them. They don't allow themselves too many things. There are a lot of people here around them. They can't simply go somewhere, go off and start their own photography lab, for instance, or do something between themselves. There's a pretty rigid framework here, and there is accountability between people. First of all, because a lot of people work on salary. They get, this is their living, their livelihood. So there is accountability daily, weekly, monthly, as far as what's been done, what results, what goals and objectives have been accomplished, and so on. People feel this responsibility, and if they don't, then someone is responsible for them. If these things exist in groups on a voluntary basis, people don't understand that voluntary really isn't voluntary. And the fact that people work here on salary, it's also not salary. By the way, it's very, very low as compared to average salaries in the country. The thing is, if you have undertaken a job, you are accountable. It doesn't matter if you are paid money for it. This is your responsibility. You need to have the same level of responsibility for it. So how do you explain this to people? They feel that, well, I took this project. I can do it. I don't have to maybe do it. I can forget about it. And everyone forgets. Nothing is forgotten. If you do this, you've caused damage, caused harm to our connection, and this is recorded in your spiritual account, and this is something that needs to be taken into consideration. On the other hand, when you already have a committee that comes together and says, we're going to put an end to this project, it's no longer relevant, or we've erred in launching it, and now we're going to stop it. That happens. But it can't be that a person suddenly, you know, he's a freelancer, he does whatever he wants. Yes. Encountering the situation, it's the Kabbalah Academy online. And other formats, we've asked for curators because we saw that the projects that... the projects that are not coordinated, administrated by someone from the central factory here, they usually wither and die. But the problem is there is a very small amount of people here. The budget is very low. There are lots and lots of things that are being done. There's a studio, there are books, marketing. You have lots and lots of people and things that need to be done, and a very limited amount of people that can do it. So there are also lots in different languages. So in addition to the type of activity, it also needs to be done in all the languages. There are people who study us from the side, and they think that we have thousands of people working here, really. As in terms of the amount of information that we produce every day, and its variety, and all the languages it's translated into, it appears to be like a media empire. What can we do here? While you're here, can we perhaps find someone who can connect you, can be that connecting link between you and the various departments that we have here, internet, video, audio, etc.? Can you find those people? Well, no, those that are already overloaded, they can't do it. Yes, we ask for any people, but they say that all people working here are so overloaded that you can't add anything else onto them. And this is a very important task. It needs to curate the content. Because we've discovered that integral education content is basically stalled and nothing is happening. It's not being developed. And in order for this to happen, so far what we've been able to do is simply just hire new people to produce it. But we haven't been able to update and develop this content. What content? Educational programs. Yes, lots of instructors have gotten certified. They've opened the Kabbalah online education. But now our textbooks are outdated. Our materials are outdated. You have them here in Israel, but bringing it, localizing it to the regions to the people. You need someone here at the factory in order to bring it outward. What do you mean bring outward? To receive feedback. For instance, there is dissemination action in a certain region from here. No, you can't have a dissemination action from here to the regional areas. No, everything that's done here, it remains in digital format on the internet, right? Yes, you can download it, everything, yes. But if a person takes a program and begins to adapt it on his own without being connected, that can't be. If a person does it without approval by someone here in Israel, then he can do whatever he wants and deviate from what this really is intended to be. We always need to have this approval, right? There needs to be a vertical structure. I actually don't know that much about it. I know that they developed these programs on their own. Well, we need to look for these people. We need to try to do something. Come see me after this program, or maybe tomorrow, and we'll think of solutions. More? Question. When we try to work on certain projects and we cannot make certain solutions, we do a round table to come to a decision together, yes? So is it should we continue this in addition to the pyramid structure? Should we also have round tables when we can't make a decision? Yes, on any issue. All issues must be decided in this way, actually. But at the same time, remain serious and focused. It's not like, oh, you know, now we're flowing into spirituality and that's all it is when once the round table begins. No, remain very focused on what you're doing. This is why Kabbalah teaches us to be in the middle line. And on the left line, there is a very rigid solution to a problem. On the left line, and on the right line, you have nothing but love for others. And as a result, you create a middle line. You need to decide together, but in a realistic solution. As an example of one of these projects, when the group and the factory, they mix, not even mix, there was an argument. There was a movie that was being filmed, The Secret of the Zohar, and during the filming there was a situation where there was a special event, like a congress. People arrived from all over the groups in the World Kli, and they participated, they wrote music, and there were actors, there were all the stages. And the people that were watching from the outside, even they were impressed. There was a case where one person just quit everything and started participating just because he was so inspired. Well, that's understandable. So a filming session would last for 20, 30 hours. People were not tired. They were ready to keep going. And now it turns out that they have an argument. The group doesn't know whether this film has a spiritual foundation, content. Those people that were participating, they saw that there were special states that were the people went through. Even though it wasn't the Congress, they were professionals, and they were actually like really high quality professionals. But as a result, the group didn't see the result because they're professionals and they can't see. It's still raw material. It's not finished. But how do we determine whether what we do has spiritual content or not? It does. The fact that you are shooting a movie in order to hoping to bring people to the solution to the world, the global problem, to uniting all of humanity, it has a spiritual power. To be honest, I haven't seen a single shot of this movie, a single frame. I don't know why, but I'm certain that it has a spiritual component. So how big it is, I don't know. Maybe after this he's going to want to consult with me. I don't know. I don't get involved in these things. Maybe I'll be able to suggest something, but no one has come to me with any questions, so I don't know. But of course, if you all participated in it, and it has a spiritual force inside of it. A question for creative people. It's very difficult for creative people to actualize something because the factories are very demanding structure, and creative people want some kind of freedom. What kind of freedom do creative people have? I don't understand. Aren't they also in a particular framework of their own art, their own trade? You can't, it's not like you have an artist that has rich relatives and he does whatever he wants. Even that state, he can't do anything. Either he needs to be very, very poor, like artists that are, you know, all they get is just a piece of bread and that's all they do, that's all they work for. Something needs to pressure him, otherwise he's not gonna give birth to anything. If he's just like suspended in the air, he's never gonna produce anything. And there were never great artists that produced anything like that. They all the great artists had this great pressure on them. If you look at your Zaitsev, right? Is that his name? Vyacheslav Zaitsev, the designer. He suffered for a great deal. He wasn't accepted. He was criticized. He was thrown out of all places. And he was making all sorts of small things until he was discovered overseas. It was a very interesting path that he traveled. So I don't believe these things, that now we're going to go somewhere to the side and half a year later we're gonna show you the result. Or maybe in a year, or maybe there won't be a result. Don't work with those people. How can the group and the factory, with respect to these people, how can they create the right kind of pressure on them so that they would imbue their art into this message? They need to be in a group all the time. By no means should they separate. They need to live together with the group and not stand out. And at the same time, to create within their within them, there needs to be this place being formed in which they produce their art, and it will spill outward, but they need to be connected to the group at all times. Otherwise, nothing good is going to come off it. They need to be inspired. Yes, they need to be amongst you. Don't think that it's done any other way. All art is produced under pressure. So the group and the factory need to pressure them purposefully, even more than others. Yes, of course, because they can do more than the entire factory collectively. I don't want to put the Stalin's method as an example, but to be honest, there is nothing that's been done that's better than what was produced in those times. This is how we work. This is how we operate. This is the nature of man. It follows that in addition to all of our work, in addition to film and everything that we do, who are we? We're beginning to work in all sorts of directions. And now we have training programs as well. You need to look all the things that you do, all the directions that you work in, because you can't, you need to sort them, prioritize them, because you can't do everything. You need to see what's more effective and focus on that. Of course, if you take an example from us, the outside groups, then it's just going to be scattered and ineffective if you're going to try to do all the media outlets. You need to take what's necessary. For instance, education up within a particular age group to a particular audience. Go to scientists. we focus on these books or these brochures or magazines on the internet. Try to simplify everything as much as possible. The question is that we have very few resources you can, and if we aim them at certain key points, then we can be successful. Then that's what you should do. What do you, you spread yourself thin, and you can't, you don't achieve anything. So here at the factory, you everything is done. Well, but yes, but you take upon yourself what you can do and what you need to do. How do we see our indicators? Every business has performance results, performance results, performance indicators. How do we do that? Tell me, for instance, education of children. Do you have the right to do it? Maybe in your regions you're unable to do it. Maybe it's not allowed. Can you work with women? Women are very responsive material. So can you do that? Try it. Then try to work with scientists. Approach them with our material, or send them some of our material to read. I track all of these scientists in my blog. I have them. I have them all there listed. Their opinions and et cetera, et cetera. You can approach them. Usually, these are the people that they think in the right direction, and they will have no problem understanding your material. So, approach them or send something to their blog with some sort of greeting or a package that you, this is what we want you to read, and so on. This is how you begin dissemination. I don't think you can try to cover all the audiences or the audience as a whole of these huge groups. With kids, it might be difficult. But, for instance, you can try to get to educators, teachers, educators that are facing these problems of education. That's a place you can infiltrate and start sending your material on behalf of a certain one individual, for instance, and so on. You need to work in niches. Without specific niches, you're going to spread yourself thin. We work to draw people into the right environment, and when they begin to want spiritual development, we begin to offer them the so-called integration, virtual or physical. We try to absorb them, so to speak. Does this relate to the factory or the group? I don't understand the question. If a person from the street responds to integral education, he went through the first course of integral education, and he became interested. Interested in what? Kabbalah? Yes. And then he wants to continue developing in this environment. Yes, so you only have the first course, not second or third? No, we have three. And now we're preparing the fourth one, which is going to absorb. But we don't understand whether this fourth course needs to be conducted by the group or by the factory. Because for the factory, it's a performance indicator as far as how many people they can bring to this point in their development. I don't know. If the factory does the factory have the capacity to do this? I don't know. You're asking me a question that I don't really know the answer to. If a person was studying virtually, and then he, all the people that are studying virtually, now they say, we were brought to a certain point, now nobody is working with us, what do you mean? You connect them to what's being done once these people finish the course. Now, they organize themselves. The question is, should we connect, should the group connect to the factory who conducts the first three courses? The education department. Well, let the education department continue working with these people. So where? So probably, I don't know. We have a lot of questions from the world, Clay. Well, they're done, right? Yes. Okay, so let's go. Martin from Riga asks, who chooses the director of a regional factory, the group of that city or someone else? I don't know. I don't know. I am the ideological leader of Nebuch, nothing else. But what would you recommend us? I don't know. I don't know who chooses the director. Tell them to consult our friends here. Anatoly Ulyanov from Moscow asks, what are the criteria and the effectiveness of our factory's work? What are the main performance indicators? The number of people reached, the products being delivered to them, or what? It's difficult to say. The products that we that we put out there, they're in low demand. It's hard to guess what people want, whether they want like blue rags or red scarves or. Oh, what do you do with it? Do you take it to a different location? We don't have the merchandise that people need for the most part. So it's hard to keep count as far as who you've brought in. It's very difficult to do that. We need to understand that our effectiveness, it walks on a middle line. On the one hand, how many people are involved in this, and I think that the more people are involved, the better. But not and it shouldn't be overdone, because this is a long path, lengthy path, and a person needs to have enough time to rest and to keep going with to keep working at it. So don't burn yourself out. But if a person finds time to study and a little bit of time for dissemination, however effective we are, that's how effective. Gradually, we learn how to adapt ourselves to the world and amongst ourselves to understand what's better, how to better approach people. This is a long path, but it's all a part of our internal correction. So any work that we do, it is a true and it's true in its eternal correction. It all enters the soul and that accumulation of the soul's potential. So I think in either case, it's useful. As far as what's more effective, that's something that we see on the ground. I don't know how to determine it, though. As far as how many people come to the Congress, that depends on many different things. Time, funds, and so on. It's hard to say. Tatiana asks, how do we choose a project to start working on? What's more important, the central group project, the regional project? What would you recommend? What criteria to use? It doesn't matter if it's a central or regional or some isolated small project. What matters is where a person is drawn to, what he feels he's able to do, where he feels he can give the most. Depends on the person. There are people who need, global scale, universal scale, very large scale project. And then there are other people who can work with one or two people, and they feel that this is their place. A person needs to see, try to see, feel where he can apply himself best. And if he does that, we should let him do it. We should. Most importantly, I warn you once again, a person in any dissemination activity must not do anything himself. It needs to be approved by the group, and the group needs to confirm, have everything be approved ideologically in Israel, and only after this is done, can you come out and engage in this dissemination, because otherwise you can cause great harm. And to the extent that you harm this great structure, to that extent you're going to be spurned by the spiritual. So it needs to be done very carefully. A question from Yekaterinburg by Andre. How do you establish unity among the educators, the instructors of the Kabbalah Academy online? I'm not sure what he means by unity amongst instructors. The unity must be amongst friends who are in the same world group. So this isn't even a question whether they're united or not. They must be united. They must be one. They must help one another. He who suppresses himself is above others. And if they're ready to do that, great, they're ready. If they're not, that's a problem. I don't understand if a person, how a person wins out if he begins to show off before others, or not value others, or not want to cooperate with others, to be with them as in one team. Then what's the point of him being an educator, an instructor? He's not gonna see the spiritual if this is his behavior, if this is his attitude. We need to do workshops with them. We need to put them together to have them talk amongst themselves. We have a lot of questions about that. Moshe from Los Angeles and others write, does the format of our workshops that we do in the groups, does it also apply to resolving issues in the group and other issues? Any issues and all issues can be resolved in this format. The question is, in a workshop, everyone is equal, but on the factory, people are not equal. I mean, so at a round table, then we're not managers and employees? No. And this at this time, we all trying to solve a certain issue. What a manager, by virtue of his position, he pushes his opinion on us, or do we all want to come to the best result? The best outcome. Kenya from Miami asked me, what do we do if the manager of a department creates problems that cause problems to all of our, in all of our department? So there are issues that present problems for the employees, that as far as what their managers tell them. So what's the best way to resolve such a situation? I don't know. I don't know if we have these problems and to what extent. I don't particularly hear about them, but they probably arise as well. Still, a problem must be resolved around a round table where everyone is equal, and after everyone has been given the chance to voice their opinion on existing problems as far as what needs to be done, and there needs to be a secretary sitting there recording everything. And they need to come to a unified opinion and then go upward. Sometimes I am invited over and asked what I think. Sometimes I can't even tell them what I think. I don't have any knowledge in this area. I don't have anything. They're asking me but things, and I need to tell them anything. I need to know what's happening on the street or on the internet, and I don't know these things. First, there needs to be a round table where these problems need to be voiced and opinions need to be shared, and there needs to be an attempt to come to a collective opinion. And if that doesn't work, then you can go above. So the primary, ideally, preferably, they need to come to the unified opinion together. Pasha from Moscow asks, what do we do if the group pressure and the factory pressure don't allow, what if they're both impossible? What's the priority? What's the priority to group studies or work in dissemination in the factory? This is a problem that I hear everywhere in Israel, Israeli groups, and overseas as well. We don't have this problem here because people are busy in the morning and in the evening, and this is natural for them. But for citizens, residents of large cities, it's more understandable because they may be commuting to work and from work, and it may take them an hour or more. So it's understandable. I don't know. I think it needs. We need to organize ourselves in a way that. Look, you need to understand. You need to resolve these things yourself. If we don't disseminate, then we're not going to give. You're not going to get anything from above because we're exist as Galgalta Inayim, as Kelim that need to relay the light from above downward to the nations of the world. That's why we were all given the spiritual awakening. So, let us understand that to the extent that we want to receive from above, we need to give downward at least as much. We need to be the conduit, or at least not to resist it, not to prevent the light from coming through us and to everybody else. So make a decision to what extent you want to do it. There are people who work in the group among the friends, servicing the center and so on, and there are people who work more in coming outward to working for the world kli, for see as to what you can do, but the general formula needs to be to the extent that you want to receive, you need to give. From St. Petersburg, a person asks, I am 16 years old, I really want to help in an internet project, I really want to be useful, can I already begin working in dissemination? 16 years old? We have the kids that are 11, 12 years old that are working and already engaged. He's already an adult, of course he can. If he's not being given any work there, tell him to write to us, we're going to give him work. Do you have any questions left? There is a sea of questions. Another question from Riga. How important is it to make an analysis after a dissemination action in the group? Analysis or scrutiny. Analysis of results. Analysis of results must be done in order to keep working more effectively going forward. Of course, we've done something. Every month you need to get together and have very specific results as far as what's been done the last month and see what our successes were, what we've done, what we've missed perhaps, who fell out. All these things need to be checked. Do we need to continue in this direction? Maybe we did something for a month, but now we feel that it was a mistake, and now we need to stop it. Now we need to go in a different direction. It happens. Don't worry about that. That does happen. Of course, there needs to be a result, but you need to be accountable and keep going forward. John from Chicago asks, is it important for us to receive scientific degrees in various areas in order to be able to put our product out there? Do you need a certain level of scientific degrees or certificates in order to put our products out there? I don't think so. If they are students of our academy, they can easily forward our materials. If they select the right people and disseminate to them, or if they go out to the streets with flyers, for instance, like what we used to do, then they don't need anything, of course. If it's a social organization, if it's a scientific organization, then they can do it on our behalf, on behalf of Neighborhood. Tatiana Kripkina from Nizhny Novgorod asks, if there is a, if we get an offer from outside websites to collaborate together, should we respond to them on our own, or should we consult, i.e., do we want to collaborate with outside websites who want to use our materials? If they simply want to use our materials, then sure we are. Then we want to work with them. But if they want to use our materials to further their own goals, then under no circumstances. But either way, these things need to be consulted with us. Yes, absolutely. With our internet department. And our internet department in Israel needs to make these decisions. More? If you have any questions, you guys, you ask while I look for others. We have a question. We have a very varied environment in terms of professional levels and so on. We don't always have a common language. Usually when you have like an international company, you have fairly like the same culture, and everything is very, everything is, there's a lot of commonality. But with us, you have very different people from very different places. And but with us, we have, because everything is so different, we don't have a particular, we don't have any criteria as far as who works in our factory. All that, the only criteria is the desire to work. So the question is, we don't have a group where you, when you come in and you cancel yourself, and that's it. But how can you get these people, how can you find a common language at a factory when you have so many different people together, and get them to produce something and be effective? Well, you see, it is, they are effective. Things do happen. Yes, but we don't even understand how. For instance, when Alex and I came here to work on the project of the Integral University, and it so happened that when all the participants gathered together at a round table, and they met over the format, working on the format, and they came to an opinion that we are creating the project. The question is, the one that we regathered at our table the next day, half the people were already gone, they went home, and the people that were the team, the working team that had gathered the day before, they were already doing something else. So it wasn't clear how we can teach anyone. We've discovered that the huge portion of the company, they're experts, but we haven't even begun to measure up. But we found this format when we were there just for a second. And then when everyone left home, we lost it. So that's natural. So what's your question? How do we organize ourselves so that the state, because we have volunteers, someone devotes time to dissemination in the morning, someone in the evening. It doesn't matter when people work, in the morning or in the evening. The important part is whether they're in the same spirit. So how does the spirit, the working spirit, we were just at a congress, yes, in the desert, but we isolated ourselves fully. Okay. So can you retain that spirit within and to make decisions from that spirit? Yes. When we just came back from the Congress, we had this round table. We were still warmed up. Ah, that's why you were successful. Now I understand. But how do we make this cycle happen every day? You need to keep yourselves at this level. Okay, I understand now. So from the from the desert, we came straight from the desert. We had a round table. Well, yes, of course. Then you were still in the, you still had the spirit of the desert. So you need to go back to the desert. You need to awaken within you this union, and then you'll be successful. That's the only way. So to look for ways to gather together, and yes, it's then all the other issues, who's an expert, who's not an expert, it's none of those things are going to matter. You're going to be head and shoulders above these levels, and you'll be able to produce something very new. Factory problem solving, everything is going to be for all the participants. It's going to be so this type of preparation, internal preparation, is a necessary part of our work. Yes, of course. If you don't do it, then what do you do? What do you think? You can draw experts, outside experts, and have them provide solutions? No, you know that's impossible. But that's not even our goal. What we're trying to do is we try to elevate our friends to those levels. So the only way to do that is through unity. So come to visit us in the desert. We have a lot of questions from England, from Kazakhstan. How do we... If people are busy with global projects and they practically have no time left for their own regional projects, should anything be done about that, or should they continue working for the global project? I don't know. It depends on the person. There are people who can work in the global projects, and there are others who can only work regionally, and there are others who can only work in a group, and so on. These things need to be done. You know, if one person can be compensated by another, it's a person needs to be given a chance to be as efficient as possible in their place. Another question that's asked: can we engage professionals as marketing experts or to advertise our different projects and so on? This is a problem. If they're talking about purely technical work, when you're telling them, take this and do it this way and that, then you can do it. But if you're giving him a task, if he needs to look for something, not only professionally, but emotionally, creatively, then you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't. The only way, perhaps, to do that is if you're working very, very closely with him, and he's working under you, where you're controlling everything, pretty much. Meaning your spiritual power is being clothed by his professionalism, then that's you can do it. Meaning you're giving him your spiritual charge, and he then takes it and molds it appropriately and puts it outward. If you have that kind of contact, then you can do it. And this is done. You've had this experience. Yes, I have. You can see for yourself. Sometimes there are very big problems. Usually these things don't end well. You don't understand one another, he leaves disgruntled, and that's how it ends. Because he has his own very very specific template, standard solutions to problems, just like any specialist. And for you, it doesn't work. You understand that it doesn't give you the opportunity to express what's inside. And at that point there is a break. We had this problem when we were shooting the film. This works only if a person is within the environment, within being impressed, being influenced by the environment. If he takes even a step outward to the side, then he, there is a break. So yes, that's usually how it ends. In a clash. And you can understand them as well. They're professionals. They have their own internal regulations. They don't have these very broad overview like we do, or they don't have the depth of... they may also have it, but it's a problem. It really is a problem. But what are you going to do? We need to expand. We need to engage new people, and ultimately we're going to have specialists in all the areas. We are approaching the end of our lesson, and now or from now we're going to begin our workshop. Everyone's invited. The workshop will be dedicated to probably yesterday's topic. How do you say bitul, the canceling yourself, because it's the most important topic for us. As you know, it also it's also called tzimtzum, restriction. It is the requirement to enter the first degree of spiritual advancement. I have gathered new and interesting fragments from our sources of Baal Sulam and Rabash. Some of them I'll be able to read out. It turns out I have many of them, over 4 pages. Some of them I'm not going to be able to read, but the workshop will be on them. I very much recommend that everyone be present. The workshop really is the most important thing. When you feel everyone else and you try to unite with everyone, to connect with them, and as a result of your unification, you feel collectively that you enter into a new state, and you begin to taste your collective entrance into the spiritual world, where your I doesn't exist, where you exist in others. And in this, this is what today's workshop is all about. That's the topic. So I say goodbye to you for now. We'll meet once again an hour from now. Be very well. Thank you very much. Holland, Germany, Russia, Miami, St. Petersburg, Chicago, Colombia, the UK, Romania. We've seen many, many groups. Siberia, Novosibirsk, Ural, Chelyabinsk, Nikolaev. We see lots and lots of our friends. Thank you very much for being with us. It was very great to see you, all of you. And an hour from now, we will meet once again at the workshop. See you soon.
Comes another wave. Don't give in, just lower your head.
We are holding you up.
Rise to a new degree. You and me, right here and now.
We are holding you up.
We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go.
True.
We are breaking through.
We are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand,
out of this desert
into our new land. Forever.